Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm General Galen Shaw. We're filling in for Phil, and what you're listening to is the theme music from one of the great war films of World War II, Bataan.
Yeah. And I protest the...
We understand, Margaret. Can we hear it?
Yeah, we'll hear it a little bit, but it's great.
Yes, Bataan. The story of a patrol of 13 heroes.
Why are we hearing this?
Because it's about time people started remembering what these guys went through, these 80-plus years ago. Or whatever it's been. Yes, Bataan. This is Memorial Day. I'm General Galen Shaw. This is about Bataan.
About Bataan.
All right, it's about Bataan.
Well, Margaret, people would think that you don't care what sacrifices were made.
Of course I care what sacrifices were made. I don't understand opening the program with all these explosions. You'd think that if you cared about the men who went to their graves...
That's what Memorial Weekend is about, yes.
And women.
Well, this was Bataan.
And women.
All right.
Because a great many nurses lost their lives and were also prisoners of war... following the battle there at Bataan and Corregidor and the Bataan Death March.
No, I don't know.
I'm sure there were.
Did they put the nurses on a death march, too?
Now, that I don't know about.
Now, I don't know, man. Well,
why not?
They probably, you know, had... They probably had
better manners than that. You're not going to walk a woman to death. You'll just go ahead and...
Oh, just go ahead and put a bayonet in her. Oh, my God.
I didn't say that. Folks, this is a bad start. I wanted to just play that music because this is Memorial Day. And Memorial Day, now Lloyd was on stage last night, God bless him, he's very elderly, but he got up on stage at UCB last night, and I'm told it was quite a remarkable performance by Lloyd as he talked about the meaning of Memorial Day.
Well, yes, he talked about the meaning of Memorial Weekend and said essentially that Memorial Weekend is indeed for those who have fallen in their service to our country, so they're not veterans.
Yes, and he was talking about...
Excuse me. So they're not veterans... Well, yes, they are veterans, but they're dead veterans, right?
Yeah, they'd be dead now.
Well...
All right, now hold on for a minute. Phil Hendry's father is dead, Phil Hendry's brother is dead, but they did not die in battle.
Yes.
So is Memorial Weekend for them?
I think it is.
I think it's for all the veterans who have passed on, but maybe I could be wrong.
Yeah, but I think it was started for the veterans that died in combat.
Yeah, that's my understanding of the situation.
Thank you very, very much. That having been said, Lloyd was on stage and he told everyone that, you know, this is about... Veterans Day is for guys like me. I'm a veteran, but I'm still alive, and you can come up to me...
Yeah, you can go up to General Shaw and lick him up one side and down the next and tell him what a big hero he is.
Yeah, is that right, General?
You don't have to mock me for it.
Well, that's what you're talking about.
No. If you want to come up to me and say, General Shaw, thank you very much for... You didn't save me. You didn't save the entire country, but the little sliver of the country that you did save, I might have been in it. And so, therefore, I do thank you for my very life.
Oh, my God.
God, you sound serious.
Well, there's a point where you get...
Anyway, folks, welcome to this world-famous Phil Hendry Show Memorial Day edition. And today we're going to have... we'll be hearing from the people who are on stage there at UCB with Mr. Hendry on... Saturday night, Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yes, Upright Citizens Brigade was the site of the Phil Hendry and Friends show on Saturday night. The Upright Citizens Brigade, a theater there on Sunset.
No,
excuse me, on Sunset. It was Phil, it was Lloyd Bonafide, who's very elderly, but was able to take the stage and talk about the things that General Shaw describes. And then we also had Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and Ted Bell. Jay and Ted will be along, right, Bud?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Yeah, Jay and Ted will be on to talk about what they talked about and everything like that.
All right, and excuse me, I just smacked my lips. So that put that in with the part where I'm going and snorting and put the smacking of the lip.
Yeah, you're very ladylike.
Anyway, that's coming up here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Right, and, all right, so we'll take a break, we'll do a commercial.
The way it usually goes, Mr. Hendry, go, yeah, hey, okay, yeah, thanks, and then we'll, and yeah, then go a commercial.
What do you mean, go a commercial?
Then they go to a commercial.
All right. So, yeah, hey, you know...
Well, be a little bit less, people can see that you're playing at that.
What does that mean?
People can see you're putting it on.
Oh, okay, well, all right,
Yeah, let me count it down, 3, 2, 1, you...
Don't do that you stuff.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, well, all right. So,
No.
Will you give? I'll do it myself. Folks, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bob Turlock's Games brings you this portion of the Phil Henry Show here on Podcast One and all of the assorted platforms. Bill Turlock's Games. If you play chess, checkers, or any of the other sundry games, go to Bob Turlock's and get a game. Get a game with some of the really genius people he has there sitting around playing banjo, staring at their fingers and sniffing them. Bob Turlock's Games. Checkers, chess, and more. 6181 Broward in downtown Galapa. Bob Turlock's Games. It just makes sense to play chess with someone who looks otherworldly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray. If there's one thing I love doing more than singing, it's dancing. And this video, Margaret Gray Dances Until Her Ass Gives Out, is available to you now by sending us $9.99 to Margaret Gray Dances Until Her Ass Gives Out. We'll give you the address later. We just want you to think about it right now. Yes, you'll see me dancing to some of the big, big songs like this one. Whee! Margaret Gray Dances Till the Ass Gives Out.
Available on Corsica Records and Tapes.
You gotta be putting me on.
I'm putting you on.
Margaret Gray Dances Till Her Ass Gives Out.
I didn't pick the title, that Phil did.
Yeah, you'll probably change it.
Oh, wait, no, probably we will change it. I guarantee you that.
All right, welcome back here, folks, on this Memorial Day show. This is General Galen Shaw. And
by the way, this, would you please tell people?
This is the soundtrack to the movie Bataan. Yeah, hey. You lousy stick.
Watch it.
Yeah, the movie ends with a bad...
The film, ladies and gentlemen, of Bataan, starring the very ruggedly handsome Robert Taylor, yes, ends with him on a machine gun mowing down countless Japanese soldiers and using the M word.
What do you mean the M word?
It starts with M and ends with Y.
Yeah. Oh.
And repeatedly throughout the film there at the tail end of it.
Margaret, that was the way the country was in those days. You can't change things. You can't change it. That's the way it was. You might as well try to hold back Niagara Falls. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yay!
Oh, my God, you almost said the N-word.
The what?
You almost said you might as well hold back nay.
Yeah, it sounded maybe.
I did not. You...
That's slander.
You're trying to slander me.
All right, well, I was just making sure.
All right, folks.
All right, get over it, General.
I'll get over something. Don't worry.
What does that mean?
Wait a minute. We've got to get to this because Phil said that if we don't, he's going to set fire to this studio with us locked in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did.
All right. So, folks, want to get on the line here now. The two principals in the show there at Upright Citizens Brigade the other night. And, of course, we had Ted Bell along with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Talk much? All right, I'm sorry.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's time now to visit Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We got Jay Santos coming up as well.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going out there, Ted?
Well, you know, it's going great. Great to be with you, General Shaw and everyone. We had a wonderful time there at UCB, and I was the host of the program, and I want to clarify some of the things that I said because they were...
I hear that it got a little rough.
Yeah, it got a little bit rougher than I like it.
Well, I got to hear about this one.
Well, you know what I mean when I say it got a little rough. What I'm saying is I was describing to the audience how we got to the place that we got to.
Yeah, Ted, I want to put the meat in the mouth, right?
No, you know, if I tell you this, Dickman, once I tell you this a million times, it's not how to put the meat into the mouth.
Well, you are describing the various permutations, right?
Well, where'd you hear about it?
I heard about it from Bud and everybody.
Well, yeah, and the audience seemed to respond to it, but I wanted to clarify a little bit, if I could.
All right, well, we'll get you on in just a second. Well, we want to talk about that in just a second, but we want to also welcome aboard here Jay Santos, who's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and Jay is, he also was in charge of describing to the audience there the other night the security apparatus, I guess, for the show. Jay, it's General Shaw.
Oh, hey, General Shaw, how you doing?
I'm great, and we got Ted Bell here.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Jay, how you been? How you holding up after the other night?
Oh, I'm doing okay. You know, we had a good time, and I think it was difficult for me to kind of spit out everything that I want to spit out and have everybody understand it.
Do you feel that people understood you, Jay?
I think they did, and then I realized at the tail end I was seeing some stuff that...
Well, a lot of the stuff you were saying was
Well, hold on. Let me be the interpreter of this.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me host the interview.
All right, but I I'm fine with that. But I don't want to have Ted telling everybody that I sound like a.
I'm not gonna say that you sounded anyway, but you were talking. For instance, you were saying that you're gonna fire a flare gun off. I say we're gonna fire off a flare gun. The only way you can see very clearly inside of a darkened theater is if you fire the flare gun off.
The only way you can see inside of a door. How is that?
Oh my God!
He doesn't want to have to explain it. But Jay,
no, it's fine. You may think you have to turn on lights, but when you turn on the lights, you get a lot of shadows over everything. And I was saying, if it gets to that, I'm not saying that we had to do it, but if it gets to it, I would fire off a flare gun there in the theater, and we'd be able to see it.
Well, what is it that you got to get to?
What are you afraid is going to happen, Jay?
Well, I mean, we were talking about people getting trampled. And
he was afraid there'd be like a stampede or something, right?
I was afraid we might, if the show was so rotten, people wanted to get to the exit, you know.
What do you mean the show's so rotten? Well, that's not a very positive thing to say.
Hey, I got to deal on realities, okay? I'm Jay Sanders, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. My thing is reality.
Okay, well, I'm Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and when I have to deal in those realities, people generally don't want to eat.
What does that supposed to mean?
Well, when you're going to the pump.
Oh, he's talking about you swallowing your L, Jay.
Well, you know, I swallow my L's.
All right, that's fine, but,
well, tell you what, let me ask you guys one at a time. So, Jay, you talked about firing a flare gun off. What else?
Well, the other thing I mentioned was that I talk about Major Elvis Newton and the history of Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I try to clear up a couple of things. The Dannemora episode, the incident Dannemora.
Oh, this is where you guys missed those two escaped convicts.
We did, and I copped to it, because I know a lot of people have been talking about it.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about the fact that these two guys...
There was a whole platoon of us.
All the guys, the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Now, this was when those two escaped convicts at Dannemora got out and walked down the street right behind your checkpoint.
That is true. They, you know, it's embarrassing to say, but they did. They were walking right behind our checkpoint. And we're sitting there, we're playing grab ass. And I told the audience, I said, we were playing grab ass, and we're grabbing each other's ass.
Yeah, playing grab ass while these two escaped. One of them, both of them are killers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, both of these men killed, okay? They murdered people. And one of them, I think, wanted to chop the body. I don't know what it was.
All right, so suffice to say, it was pretty bad.
It was very bad.
Well, hey, when you start talking about your life and what you do, let me butt in.
Well, no, it's just that I heard what you said, too. All right.
So, Jay, you told the audience about that. What else did you tell them about?
I mean, I told them about Operation Peep Tom. We did have some successes there, and I was very proud of Operation Peep Tom, where we could go along the fence line and take a look inside a bedroom window. Well,
yeah, take a look inside a woman's bedroom window. How is that operation?
But you consider that a success.
We do consider it a success, because we were able to show the husband, see, there's your wife getting undressed. And he goes, how you know? And I go, well, here, this is film footage, what we took.
Yeah, but I will say this. Jay did tell the audience that he got beat up.
I told the audience that I got beat up as a result of showing a husband the film footage I took of his wife bending over and tying her shoe when she wasn't, well.
Bending over and tying her shoe, what?
Apparently he had film footage of a woman bending over and tying her shoe and she wasn't wearing anything else.
Yeah, it was before she got dressed.
Right.
What do you mean bending over and tying her shoe?
Apparently the woman was bending over, tying a shoe, but she was nude.
She is now, the rest of her was nude.
Who ever heard of putting your shoes on before anything else?
I don't know, but that's the film footage we had.
I'm talking here with Jay Sanos and Ted Bell. They were at the Upright Citizens Brigade the other night. You got to...
Yeah, if you hold on for a minute. Okay, we're all clear.
Yeah, we're talking to Jay Sanos and Ted Bell. They were at the Upright Citizens Brigade on Saturday night for Phil Henry and Friends. And we're discussing different things that they had to deal with. And so, Jay, you talked about Dannemora. You talked about the Peep Tom. You talked about being trampled. Did you say you gave the history of the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
We did, to the extent that you, you know, would be interested in that. But, I mean, let's face it, you know, you're there to see a comedy show, and you don't want to hear about how your life may be in danger. But I did talk about, you know, the trampling. I mentioned the fact that sea lion.
Oh, this is good. A sea lion may get...
excuse me, but...
You were talking about how a sea lion's going to get loose inside the theater. How's that going
to
happen?
You can ask Mr. Henry. Sea lions have been known to cross PCH.
Well, yes, they've been known to cross PCH, but you were in Hollywood. You were way up on Sunset Boulevard.
I mean, this it sounds crazy, but if a sea lion got across PCH and come down...
If a sea lion got across PCH and came all the way down Sunset to the theater, yes.
There'd be a problem, and they're big animals. I'm just talking about...
In the eventuality.
Exactly, in the eventuality anything like that happened.
All right, well, Jay, thank you. Now, Ted Bell joining us. You were the sponsor of the event, right?
I was the sponsor of the event, and...
This was something I thought was a security situation.
What was?
When you started talking about how you wanted to shovel the meat in.
Okay, and I told... Jay started to pull out his... What do you have, mace or something like that?
No, I had pepper spray.
Jay started to pull out pepper spray when I told him what I was going to do, and as I was doing it on the stage, I glanced to my right, and there's Jay off in the dark... in his Bermuda shorts and his pith helmet, and I can see him fingering his...
Fingering my what?
Your pepper spray.
All right, well, then say it, okay?
Yeah, it sounds like you're fingering it.
Well, don't make it sound like the guy's a pervert.
I'm not. I'm just saying that that's what I saw, and that's what shocked me. That's what... I was frightened. Do you understand? I was frightened, Jay.
All right, I didn't do anything, did I?
No.
What happened? You're talking about reworking the Ted's logo?
No, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about how we love the Ted's logo.
Yeah, how they love the Ted's logo and how they doubled down.
Oh, they doubled down on the logo because the parents complained.
Well, we had a group, a parental group, that had complained about it.
That's why I was fingering it.
That's where you're fingering what?
The pepper spray. That's right, yeah.
Well, look, I told them the history, told the audience the history of we want to put our meat in your mouth. We meant nothing salacious by it.
Yes, yes, yes. You don't even mean anything dirty by it. It's all very clean.
Man, dude.
General, don't dismiss it.
I'm not dismissing it, but I think we've heard the story.
Well, I'm telling it to the audience. You know,
I knew this was the first time the audience had heard it, General Shaw, so I was very concerned, as was a lot of the other...
How many of the Citizens Auxiliary Police did you have there?
I had two sub-commanders. I had Sub-Commander Gleason, Sub-Commander Bearcock.
The guy's name is Bearcock?
I'm sorry, Rarecock. And,
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Well, sound like it to me.
I had Sub-Commander Rarecock with me and Gleason, and because I knew. As soon as he said, I want to shovel it in.
He didn't. You know, Jay, there's this shorthand that goes on in this program.
Do you blame the program or do you blame the guests?
What are you talking about?
Danger's the one that started all of that.
Oh, yeah, Doug Danger with the shorthand.
Yeah, Doug Danger started the shorthand, and the rest of them just followed suit.
Yeah, the rest of them followed suit.
Oh, the rest of them followed suit.
Anyway, go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is that I was beginning to talk. I said Jay fingering the pepper spray.
That's correct, because I thought we might have a situation. Well, you're talking about these parents came to you and said, we would like you to stop saying we want to put our meat in the mouth. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And I didn't say put the meat in the mouth.
Well, you had a lot of different versions.
There have been a lot of different versions of we want to put our meat in your mouth, haven't there, Ted?
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Hey, Ted. Yes.
I'm asking you, haven't there?
Yes, there have been. There have been very many different versions. And one of them was, yes, you're right, Jay. We want to put the meat in the mouth. And we didn't think that made sense. We finally settled on we want to put our meat in your mouth. Then we get the parents, the Southern California parents of kids that are so wonderful that it there aren't enough words to say.
That's the name of the organization.
Yes, that's the name of the organization.
They're... Parents?
Parents of kids that are so wonderful, there aren't enough words to say. The Southern California chapter.
Ah, damn.
That's right. And I'm saying, they're saying to me, you better stop with that, we want to put our meat in your mouth. I said, who do you think you're talking to? And they said, we don't see anybody else but you, Ted. And I said, well, that's not going to happen. They said, well, we need for you to stop it. And I said, okay, I tell you what I'll do. I'll rework it. They said, thank you. That's all we're asking. All we're asking is that you rework it. So that is something, and I said, how about this? How about if we want to back our meat up into your mouth and offload it? And they...
Well, that sounds like you're trying to piss him off.
I'm not trying to piss them off. I'm doubling down.
That was the thing. As soon as he said double down, I went for my pepper spray. I told Sub-Commander Gleason to fan out. I had Sub-Commander Rearcock spread. He spread out. And
knock it off with the spread, and let me just finish what it is I'm trying to say here.
All right, fine.
And so, but I did do that.
All right, so you deployed your officers.
Thank you. That's what I done. I deployed my officers and told them,
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right, Jay, thank you.
So I said, look, I'm doubling down. I'll double down. I want to take my meat, and I want to lay it softly into your mouth. And he said, how dare you? I said, all right, you don't like that? Here's another one. I'd like to take my Ted to Beverly Hills, where we take our meat, and we line your family up, and we insert it one at a time into each one of their mouths. How about that?
So you were trying to piss this guy off.
No, I really wasn't. I was trying to get this guy to understand that I'll rework it, but it ain't going to get any better for his taste. And as it turned out, and in telling the story, I see Jay getting increasingly upset until he finally pepper sprayed himself.
You mind if I tell a story, or you want to tell it?
Well, I mean, you mind if I tell a story, or you want to tell it?
You didn't do that, did you, Jay?
Can I tell a story?
Go ahead. I got to hear.
Yeah.
This you got to hear. I took the pepper spray out, and I deployed it. And I had deployed my officers, you know, I deployed...
It's officer, not ossifers, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, I deployed my officers. I told Subcommander Gleason, stand by. And I told Subcommander Rehrkopf, stand by. Then I heard Ted say, I like to line your family up and insert the meat directly into the mouth one at a time. That's when I pulled out the pepper spray very quickly. And we teach our subcommanders to snap it out, you know. We call it snappage, you know.
Snappage?
Yeah, when you snap out the pepper spray. And as I snapped it out, I had it in the holster in reverse. That's a very common mistake. And rarely do you ever, if you're going to put your pepper spray in your holster, rarely are you ever called upon to do snappage.
What are you talking about, Santos?
I'm talking about snappage. I'm talking about having to pull up the pepper spray out of the holster quickly, snapping it out.
Yeah, well, you snap it out, it's called a snappage.
Right.
All right, so you snapped it out of there.
And it was in the holster in reverse. So when I snapped it out and I squeezed.
Yeah, he snapped it out and he squeezed it all right. That's what she said, you know?
You know, that's getting really old. It really is.
That's not even funny to me. So I pulled, yeah, but I did.
He hit himself with a shot of pepper spray flush. And I'm telling you, it looked painful. It sounded painful. It had to have been painful. I felt the pain, and I wasn't even touched. I felt a psychic pain coming from across the room.
So you pepper sprayed yourself, and in the end, what happened?
Well, I mean, I had to go outside and get, you know, somebody turned a hose on me. Some of the valets that park a car there, they had some milk. They went into the cafe, got some more milk, got half a half, you know.
Would you say half and half and not half a half?
I know. The way that you, Jay, you are so, so regional with that accent.
I'm very sorry. I'm regional.
But, you know, beyond Jay pepper spraying himself, can I say that it was a successful night because, you know, I gave the audience the history of Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I said, I gave them $1 off. What did you give them? You didn't give them anything.
I said, I don't have to give them nothing. They won't give me something. And I said, if you just give us a thumbs up out in the lobby, that's good enough for me. And I said, I'm Jay Santos. And I know I gagged up a little bit.
Did you throw up at all, man, because of the pepper spray?
I dry heaved. All stage.
Well, all right, so what a memorial... Well, at least it wasn't Memorial Day. It was yesterday. It was, excuse me, Saturday night.
Yeah, it was Saturday night, so it did come... It was Memorial weekend. For that, I apologize that Jay heaved up and hit himself. But, you know, I tried to explain to everybody the nature of our sponsorship and that, you know, Jay was there. And, of course, the whole star of the night was Lloyd Bonafide.
Now, how did Lloyd do?
I thought Lloyd did really well. He was telling everybody about...
Well, Lloyd was talking to them about singing the national anthem, singing patriotic songs. He was saying that Memorial Weekend is for those who have fallen.
And that's very important.
Yeah, it's very important, and it wasn't anything that I had thought about until Lloyd said it. And then but he did describe a couple of parties that he went into where he popped some guy's volleyball and forced the guy to sing You're a Grand Old Flag and Over There. And
yeah, that was a great song.
Well, that's an old George M. Cohan song. I don't know if you know who that is.
Now, George M. Cohan was the song and dance guy.
Yeah, is that right?
George M. Cohan was the song and dance guy, and so Lloyd was there, and he was leading them to that song.
Yes, over there, send the word. You know the song.
Oh, yes, that's right. It's old World War I song.
I'm not familiar with it, but, and then he had them singing other songs. Well, and he looked as if he was about to have a seizure, but all's well that ended well there. I think the only real bad thing of the evening was Jay.
No.
Yeah, it was Jay pepper spraying himself.
No.
Talking about, you know, playing grab ass at Dannemora.
No, that's not true. The bad part of night was when you are going, yeah, I want to offload it into your face.
I never used the word face.
Well, people were saying to me, what does this guy talk about? He wants to unload on my face? You know?
You know, Jay, you know full well what I'm talking about. Why are you making...
All right, look at Jay. Quick, because you screwed up and pepper sprayed yourself doesn't mean you got to start mocking a guy for something he didn't do.
I mean, that's, well, the people I talk to.
Who did you talk to? Who said that they misunderstood Ted?
Nobody, but, see?
All right, well, okay. Very adult of you guys to get along the way you did.
I'm just, I tell you, I'm here to save lives.
Yeah, well, I'm here to sell steaks.
Okay, you're here to sell steaks, not to unload.
What?
I tell you what, guys, thank you very, very much. A very, very educational interview. And we'll see you next year, maybe not, for next Memorial Weekend.
What are you trying to tell me? This is the last...
And there they are. Jay Santis, Ted Bell, on this Memorial Day, 2019. I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm General Galen Shaw. Jeez, talk about a seal getting loose.
Let's talk about sea lion.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampray Incorporated, all rights reserved, here on Podcast What?
This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And this has been another Phil Henry Show on Memorial Day. Yeah.
And this is from a movie, ladies and gentlemen.
This is from the movie Baton. I just thought it was appropriate for a change.
Yeah, very appropriate. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen.
And Phil will be back tomorrow. Not that you needed to hear that, but that's what he tells us anyway. Yeah.